And here we are off and running Monday, March the 2nd, 2020. 3-2-2020. 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. And let me tell you, today is a strange morning. Now, it is the first show of March that we have done in this particular series. But that's not why today is a strange morning. Today is a strange morning because, you know, every morning I come and I talk to you guys because, you know, we have a little friendship here. A few months ago, maybe back November, December, somebody said this was like a radio family. We have some regular callers who call in. We have people who are regulars on the show. And obviously I'm here every morning. And I like to think of this as a sort of a radio family. And being that we are radio family, I talk to you guys like I would talk to my family if I was sitting over a cup of coffee in the morning. I talk about whatever I'd be talking about. And over the past few months, you know, anytime you get a little ache or pain or a little illness, you talk about it. And I talked not too long ago about the thing I had in my mouth, which, by the way, did clear up. It cleared up, actually, toward the end of the Nashville trip, and now there's just a little, maybe, you could barely tell it was there inside my mouth at this point, thank goodness. I never did put anything on it or treat it. It just kind of went away. But here's what happened yesterday, okay? So if I'm a step off this morning, not that I'm not a step off every morning, but if I'm a step off this morning, here's what happened. Yeah, well, Saturday really is when it all started. Saturday, I kind of started to feel like maybe I was a little bit under the weather. Now, when I say under the weather, I did not have a cold. I was not nauseous. I did not have a sore throat. I didn't have a headache. I didn't have any of that. Basically, I just kind of felt run down. I felt, you know, like body aches and pains. So Saturday, I was out all day. And, you know, I functioned. I was out for 7 or 8 hours Saturday afternoon, had a good time, you know, really didn't notice it too much. It was just kind of there, and I knew I didn't feel really good, but I also didn't feel really bad. So I thought, okay, well, no big deal. Got home, stopped at the grocery store, got something to eat Saturday, took it home, made dinner. Actually made dinner, so obviously I wasn't on my deathbed or anything. So I made dinner Saturday night, kind of late, maybe 6, 7 o'clock. Ate dinner, perfectly fine, no problem there. And actually even took a little bit of a nap on Saturday night. So that was my first note that maybe something was wrong, because I'm not normally a napper, especially that late in the day. But I took a little nap on Saturday night, about 45 minutes. And I woke up and I did feel better, and I went outside and you know, took my normal walk run around the block, no problem there, and felt pretty good. And yesterday, it was still kind of there, the little bits of aches and pains, but again, nothing serious, nothing that would cause any note for worry, you know, no cold, no fever, no anything like that. And again, I was out pretty much all day yesterday. I didn't get home till after 9 o'clock last night. So, I knew that I'm starting the week, okay, and I'd had this going on for about 2 days, and of course I don't know what it is. I still don't have a cold, I still don't have a sore throat, I still don't have a fever, I don't have any of that sort of thing. But last night, here was my bright idea, and this is where the problem starts. Last night, I thought to myself, okay, I haven't felt the best, and I really haven't taken anything for it. Now, see, I get paranoid just like everybody else. Now, I don't want to Let me take you through this before you decide that I'm a total hypochondriac. But what I thought, oh, you know, there's all this news on television about coronavirus and all these things and so forth and so on. And this has been a particularly bad flu season. And I've thought, knock on wood, I have not, I knocked on wood, that I have not gotten the flu this season. I don't even think I've had a cold this season. Great. So, and I thought, I don't want to get those things. Not that I think coronavirus is a worry at this point. I watched a whole show on that Friday, and I don't think it's a worry. I think it's okay to be precautious about the coronavirus, but I don't think it's a huge worry yet. Wait for somebody to say it's a huge worry. Just, you know, be careful. Wash your hands. Do what you need to do. Don't get the flu, which is what I'm trying to do. So last night, here was my combat to getting the flu or a cold or whatever it was. Basically trying to get rid of the aches and pains that I was having last night. It could just be that I'm getting old, and that's why I'm having aches and pains. So before I go to bed last night, I thought, you know, I'm going to take something to get rid of these aches and pains. Now, if you're like me, you do not go to the medicine cabinet very often, because why would I go in there very often? And when you're sick in the past, you usually don't finish all the medicine that you have, like over-the-counter medicine. I'm not talking about prescription medicine. I'm talking about over-the-counter stuff, like cough syrup and, you know, things like that. So I look in the cabinet to see what I have that might treat what I have, which is just aches and pains. That's all it is. So I look in the cabinet and I see two things. I have two choices here. I have Tylenol, which I think would treat aches and pains, but I don't have a fever and I don't have a headache. So I'm thinking, well, should I take the Tylenol? I don't know that that's necessarily going to help. Well, next to the Tylenol is a bottle of NyQuil, which I obviously bought at some point along the line. And I see the bottle of NyQuil. Now, the NyQuil says, you know, it will get rid of body aches and pains associated with the flu. Now, I don't think I have the flu because, again, I have no fever, I have no cold, I have no sore throat. You would be able to tell if I had a sore throat or a cold. I have no sore throat, I have no cold, I have no fever, I have none of that. Just body aches and pains last night. So the Tylenol was not as appealing as the NyQuil, because the NyQuil will take care of a whole host of things. It will take care of your aches and pains. It will take care of fever if you should get one. It will take care of runny nose. It will take care of sore throat. It will take care of the whole works, which the Tylenol will not do. And I thought, oh, okay, well, what if I would happen to develop any of these other horrible things? This would be like a preemptive measure if I take the NyQuil, which will also treat the problem that I'm having at that point, which is minor body aches and pains. So I go in and I decide, okay, I'm going to go with the NyQuil. So as everybody knows who has NyQuil, you get that little cup on the top of it, that little, I don't know, what do you call that? Measuring cup, I guess is what it is, that comes on the top of the bottle of NyQuil. So I get that little measuring cup off, and I fill it with NyQuil, and I take it, down the hatch it goes, and I've now taken the NyQuil. Okay, so I take the NyQuil, and I go back to watching television and looking up some things on the internet for this particular show this morning. Now, this is after 10 o'clock last night, pretty close to 11 o'clock. Well, about 11 o'clock, I notice that I am far more tired than I normally am. And the aches and pains were not making me tired. I was just drifting in and out of consciousness. Now, as I'm drifting in and out of consciousness, what I notice is that I better set an alarm, because I have to be up pretty early in the morning to come do this show. So in my kind of hazy state, I went into the bedroom, I set the alarm, and I laid down. Okay, that was okay. So I went to sleep last night, and I woke up this morning, and to the alarm going off. I slept to the alarm. Slept very good last night. I don't think I got up one time in the night last night, which is abnormal. Usually I get up one or two times in the middle of the night. Last night, that did not happen at all. And the alarm goes off, and I do not want to get out of bed. Now, at this point, I feel like I don't have any aches and pains. I just feel like I am extremely tired. And I lay in the bed, and I let the alarm go off, and I lay in the bed, and I lay in the bed, and I lay in the bed. So, I did not get out of bed until about, about 35 minutes before I needed to be here, which is really late, because at that point, I haven't taken a shower. I obviously am not leaving myself enough time to go through McDonald's, which I normally like to do. Plus, I had a tote that I took to the Buster Douglas remote on Friday that I needed to bring back to the studio, which I had not done yet. I hadn't even loaded that up. So, short story, I get in the shower, I take a shower, I get out of the shower, I notice by the time I'm out of the shower, I've only got 19 minutes until I've got to be here. I load up the tote, get in the car, and I get to the building this morning. Here's how close it was. I was walking in the door this morning just as the top of the hour was playing. So I got here just about 8 o'clock this morning. So the moral of this entire story is that when you take NyQuil, you have got to watch out, because it will put a wallop on you. And I think one of the problems with it was I took it really late. I think had I took it at like 8, 9, maybe even 10 o'clock, the duration of the NyQuil would not have lasted so long. I think the problem was taking it after 11 o'clock. It lasted longer. The effects lasted longer. For all I know, the effects might still be there right now. Although I'm feeling much more with it than I was when I woke up this morning. Thank goodness nobody called this morning, because I would not have been a very lucid conversation on the phone this morning. Now, the good news is I don't seem to be feeling the aches and pains right now that I know of. But it was a weird thing. On the weekend, I didn't feel them either. It's just kind of something that developed over the day. But right now, I don't feel any aches and pains. I don't have any fever. I don't have a sore throat. I don't have a runny nose. I don't have any problem, to my knowledge, at this point. Oh, I'm getting a message this morning already. You got to take that stuff by 9 o'clock. Well, see, yeah, that's where I made my error this morning. I waited and I took that stuff at like 11 o'clock, which was a big mistake because it was still in my system as I was waking up this morning. But here's the whole point of this. You know, because obviously I got here on time. Obviously I got my tote here on time. And obviously I'm functioning so far through the first 15, 16 minutes of this program. I did not get a chance to stop at McDonald's this morning and get a fountain drink, which would have been great on a morning like this, because, you know, there's nothing better than a large Diet Coke fountain drink when you feel kind of off. But there was no way that I could have stopped and gotten that fountain drink this morning because I was running too far behind because of the NyQuil. And at this point, I even would have taken one of those like teas from Starbucks. And I'm not a big Starbucks person, but I would have taken a nice, just regular tea with a little bit of sugar in it. Or, you know, better than sugar, I would have taken a nice tea with a little bit of, like, equal or sugar substitute in it. Because that feels good when you don't feel the greatest. But the diet soda would have worked, too. Yeah, I'm getting messages here on Facebook that you got to take the stuff by 9, and this person would still be asleep if they had partaken in the NyQuil after 11 o'clock last night, which I did, and I know it was dumb. I don't know why I did it. But we'll see how I function today, because, again, this is really all the medicine I have in my house at this point. I have Tylenol, and I have NyQuil. And, again, I don't know what this is. This is kind of like the sore inside of my mouth. I don't have a fever. I don't have a stuffy nose. I don't have a sore throat. I don't have an upset stomach. I don't have any of that. I just sort of feel kind of like run down. That's it. So maybe I'm just run down. Now, the message I'm getting from the person this morning on Facebook, I don't do NyQuil. It makes me too groggy. It does. NyQuil will make you groggy. There is no doubt. And that's what I had this morning. That's a good word for it. I was groggy this morning. I remember getting out of bed thinking, man, you know, I could just, if I put my head back down on this pillow, I could be here for like another 6 hours. That's what I felt like this morning. That was the type of morning I was having. So how did your morning start off this morning? Let me know, 740-383-9944. And now, I think because of this NyQuil, I have like cotton mouth, you know, like dry mouth syndrome. Because I think that stuff dries you out, because there's an antihistamine in it. And so my mouth right now kind of feels like cotton candy, because I have taken this antihistamine. And I think that it has that kind of effect on you. So now I've got, I've got this thing going on in my mouth that it's just all cotton mouth and bubbles and all that sort of stuff. So there you go. That was my night. How was yours? Also, does anybody know what this might be? Because to be honest with you, there's no reason I should be run down. I don't feel run down as far as schedule goes or anything like that. And it is cold and flu season and all those things going on, and heaven forbid the horrible coronavirus. Does anybody have, I always like to ask this, does anybody have home remedies? Does anybody have anything in regard to really just getting rid of body aches and pains? Now, I don't even know if I still have them. I would have to see as the day goes on if they still exist. But does anybody have any ideas when it comes to this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or does anybody feel the same way? Because I will say this. When I went to the store on Saturday afternoon to buy stuff for dinner Saturday night, I did notice that a lot of people had NyQuil in their carts. A lot of people had sinus medication in their carts. A lot of people had a lot of flu and cold and a lot of stuff. They had a lot of that medicine in their carts at the store. A beach would help. I'd take a beach at this point. I think a beach would clear up everything. A few days on the beach, relaxing, would, I think, clear up any problem anybody was having at this particular point. Oh, and the person I'm talking to said they had to take medicine yesterday, too. I'm telling you, there's a thing. It's a thing right now. It's a thing going around. Now, I don't know what their symptoms were. They'll have to tell me what their symptoms were. What medicine did they take? Was it an over-the-counter deal? You know something I learned over the weekend? I did not realize this, that maybe this is just because I don't get sick a whole lot and am not aware of stuff like this, but a virus is different from a bacterial infection. That you can, a lot of people think you can get antibiotics to treat a virus, but an antibiotic will not treat a virus. An antibiotic will only treat a bacterial infection. So for a virus, you have to have something different to treat that. Now, how you know the difference between a bacterial infection and a virus, I have no idea. Once you get it, I guess you have to go to the hospital or the doctor and get diagnosed. Okay, let's see here. Well, it looks like this person had Advil. I guess the Advil fixes everything. It blames it on the weather. Advil cold and sinus. Okay. You have to wait out a virus. This is what I've heard. You have to wait out a virus, but a bacterial infection, you can get antibiotics. and treat the bacterial infection that way. But Advil Cold and Sinus, I've never really tried that. I don't know why, to be honest with you, I don't even know why NyQuil has become the go-to. I don't even know why I had NyQuil in the medicine chest last night. Yeah, you do have to wait out a virus, but you don't have to wait out a bacterial infection. But a bacterial infection can be treated with antibiotics. You got to remember that. But a virus cannot be treated with antibiotics. Now, I can't remember how it is. Is it the flu is a virus and a cold is a bacterial infection? Is that right? I don't want to be wrong on this. Somebody out there with some medical genius will have to tell me. Let's see here. Viruses are the worst, and NyQuil is the worst, coming from Michelle this morning. I don't know. You know, I can't remember. Is a flu of the flu is a virus, right? Because I think flu is a virus, and cold is bacterial. And that's why you can treat colds with antibiotics. But I don't think you can treat the flu with an antibiotic. I know. We don't have any medical geniuses here this morning to figure this out. Does anybody know? Is what I'm saying right? 740-383-9944. Is it the flu that's a virus and a cold that's a bacterial infection? Is that how it goes? I can't remember what the deal is with that, but I believe that's right. So, in any event, that was my night. Now, my question again is, does anybody have any of the home remedies? Now, we've talked about hot toddies in the past. I thought about that last night because I thought, well, you know, maybe that would work. But then I looked around the house and the only alcohol I had around the house was wine. And I don't think you can make a hot toddy with wine. I don't know that would work very well. I think that's the only alcohol I have around the house. There's a lot of bottles of wine. So I just don't think that would make for a good hot toddy. And then I was thinking, you know, I remember this stuff that I used to take when I was young, when I had an illness. It was called Theraflu. And I think they still sell it. But you heated up a cup of water, and then you dumped the contents of this package into a hot cup of water. Ugh. That stuff used to be awful. But if you had a fever, if you had a real illness going on, boy, that would break it up in a second. That would do it. I know. Tea, whiskey, and honey, a hot toddy. But wouldn't that feel good right now? Tea, whiskey, and honey, a nice hot toddy to start off your morning to keep you going strong. Now, I'm kind of wondering how my energy will go through the tenor of this broadcast this morning, because right now I feel, you know, not terribly bad, but you never know. You never know from minute to minute. Obviously, I drove here, and I carried that tote up the elevator this morning, across the parking lot, across the street, into the room here. So I was able to do that. So obviously I'm functioning somewhat properly at this particular point. But who knows as the day goes on. My biggest problem right now is the dry mouth. Now, does anybody have a cure for dry mouth besides drinking something? Or do you think that the NyQuil dried it out because of the antihistamine? Does anybody have any thoughts on this out there? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, a hot toddy, as I understand it, we've had this conversation, is you boil the water, and then you put the tea into it. And I don't know why it's tea, but you put tea into it, and then you just dump the alcohol in, which I guess can be whiskey, or, I don't know, vodka. I think you can put vodka in a hot toddy. Isn't that right? I cannot remember how the hot toddy exactly works, but I think you just make the cup of tea and then you dump in the alcohol. I don't think you boil the alcohol because I think you would boil the contents of the alcohol out. I think that would cause a problem, and that would kind of negate the whole purpose of the hot toddy. So if I remember right, I think a hot toddy has more to do with the tea and then dumping something into it. Now, am I right about that? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. It could be possible everybody's ill this morning. Because as I said, when I was in the store on Saturday night, I have never seen so many people buying cold medicine and all kinds of things. It was really something to see. Now, here's the recipe. You make the tea, then you add the whiskey, then the honey, many different versions. I don't know how vodka sounds. Well, that could be right. Vodka might not be right, so maybe it's the whiskey you need to put in the tea. You just make the tea, put the whiskey in, and go ahead with your hot toddy, and have a great day. Now, I'm not really sure. Was it the idea behind the hot toddy that there's alcohol in it, and it would kill whatever was in your body, the virus or the cold? Or was the deal behind the hot toddy that it would help you sleep, which, of course, is what you need a lot of when you don't feel well? You need liquids, and you need to sleep. Obviously, neither of which I have right now because I'm awake doing this show, and I also do not have anything to drink because I did not make it to McDonald's this morning. And obviously, my brain is a little hazy because I'm trying to think of something. I know what I wanted to bring up, because I thought this was weird, because I've seen a few people out in public with these masks on, surgical masks. And I don't know if this has to do with the coronavirus or if this is just flu or what's going on. I didn't stop and ask any of the people. But I did see a show over the weekend when it came to these masks, how these masks don't help at all protect you from illness, because the flu and the coronavirus are so small that they can enter any other part of your body. It doesn't have to be through the mouth. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
Yeah, on the hot toddy.
Yes.
You got it about right. What you do is you get your water hot, like you said, and you get the tea, put a tea bag in it, and let it steep for a little bit. Pull your tea bag out, then put your sugar or honey, whichever you prefer, in it, and then put your shot of bourbon or vodka or whatever your flavor is, and you let it steep for about a minute or two. Make sure your water's good and hot. You let it steep, stir it real good, and you drink it while it's still good and warm. And you can drink it about any time, but the best time to do it is when you get ready to go to bed.
So you do it when you go to... Now, you can put bourbon in it as well. So it can be whiskey, bourbon, or vodka.
Anything you want, whatever your flavor is.
But you don't boil the alcohol.
No, you wait until after your tea is in, let it set for a little bit, then put your honey or sugar in, and then put your bourbon in, or whatever you're going to use. But don't let it get too cold on you. You got to drink it while it's warm.
Huh. Well, that's interesting, but you've got to drink it while it's warm. Now, is the thought behind a hot toddy that it makes you sleep better, or that it actually kills the bacterial infection?
It kills the bacteria.
Well, that's interesting. I might have to try this today if something doesn't get... I've never had to result to a hot toddy yet, but it might happen today.
Right, but you want to do it before you go to bed, and it helps you. It does help you sleep better. And cover up, and you'll be fine.
All right. Well, hey, I thank you for the advice.
That's what I do.
Well, I will. And how long does it usually take to clear you up?
Yep.
All right. Thank you. Well, there you go. You do not want to put the alcohol in while you are preparing the tea. Now, I like a good cup of tea. So tea does not bother me, but I guess you can put whiskey, vodka, bourbon, whatever you got, I guess, in your hot toddy. Now, I'm also hearing that you can put Vicks VapoRub and socks on the bottom of your feet, and that will clear up any congestion. Now, this is interesting because I did see some Vicks Rub in my medicine cabinet when I went to it last night, and but I'm not congested. I don't have any congestion to my knowledge. My nose is not congested. It doesn't feel like my chest is congested. I'm not seemingly having any of those problems right now. So, you know, I'm not going to worry about that at the current point. But it's interesting. It's interesting how many people are getting sick. I don't know. I think a lot of people got the flu shot. I remember back in November and December when people were giving out flu shots, it seemed like a lot of people were getting them. But I don't know. It's a strange time, but these medical masks is what I was talking about. That these do not help at all keep you from getting sick. Now, I guess they can keep you from infecting others if you're out in the public. They do that. They stop you from breathing on other people. But when you think about it, if you're going to the store or any kind of place like that, you're handling money. You're handling product on the shelf. You know, somebody else is bound to touch that. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Do you ever get on YouTube very much?
Sometimes.
Well, this here's interesting. I'll give you interesting. Get on there and look up what people in India do for asthma. Now, that's interesting.
What people in India do for asthma.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a video on there.
Oh, there's many videos.
Oh, do they do something?
I'll just go ahead and tell you.
Tell me.
So, I don't know, to be exact and specific, I don't know what type of fish they use, but to me, because I had fish aquariums all throughout my youth, they look like little guppies or something. They take a live guppy and shove it down your throat.
Oh, a guppy down your throat will help you with your
asthma.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not trying it no time soon. You want to talk about interesting. Now, to me, that was interesting because I had to watch that video several times. I was in amazement. And I felt bad for them kids. Some of them kids didn't want to do it. Their parents just pretty much manhandled them. And in order to avoid vomiting and back up, they hold your mouth shut and tip your head back.
What, does it help?
To me, it looked like child abuse, and I can't make the connection between swallowing a live fish, because that is intestinal. That has nothing to do with, like, your breathing, but what do I know?
No, I mean, do they ever say if it does help or not? Does it really work?
Nobody said. I mean, there was hundreds and hundreds of people waiting in line. There were, like, different lines, and they were in the tent, and you stepped up to this table. No, but the person, the cameraman, just, like, videoed it. They didn't do any, like, you know, interviews or anything. Like, I just felt that. At one point in time, this one little boy, he didn't want to swallow the fish, and his dad literally took almost like some kind of stick and hit him with it. I felt so bad. I've never been so thankful to be an American and non-asthmatic in my entire life.
So not only do you have asthma, you get hit with a stick.
The little boy, because he pretty much was fighting. He didn't want to swallow the fish, and well, his dad overpowered him, and he got hit with a stick. But you wanted to talk about interesting and home remedies. I thought, and that popped up into my brain. I thought, I felt bad about that, because that to me was just nuts.
Well, that's perfect. Hey, thanks for the story.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. Now, see, that is not the way we would treat asthma here in this country. But everybody has their own little home remedies. Everybody has their little things that people do. And obviously that's one of them in India. Although I don't know, you know, here's the problem with home remedies. Do they really work? You don't know. You know, some people take them and they say, okay, I feel better. But are they just feeling better? Or was it because of the home remedy? You don't know. And as I was saying, I don't think these masks are helping anybody who are trying not to get sick, because you touch everything. I mean, you touch the doors going in and out of the stores. You touch the carts. You touch the stuff on the shelves. You touch the produce. You touch the money. You touch everything that everybody else is touching. And obviously, that's going to be a transmitter of some kind of illness. So I don't know how you get around it. I don't think wearing a mask is the right way to go. It doesn't seem to be, from the show I watched over the weekend, that the mask is not going to help you. Unfortunately, I think if you're going to get sick, you live in the Midwest, it is cold and flu season, you're just going to get sick. That's the way it's going to go. And if it's a viral infection, it will last as long as the virus lasts. If it's a bacterial infection, maybe you can get some antibiotics and work on it. But that's about how it's going to go. There's no two ways around it when it comes to that. 48 minutes past the hour. Got about 12 minutes left this hour. If somebody'd like to call in, do they have any of those old home remedies that are so popular with people? And again, I don't know what this thing is, because I would not call it flu, because I'm not having any kind of flu symptoms. Now, not to say that those would not develop, because they might, but they haven't developed yet. Like I said, no sore throat, no runny nose, no upset stomach, nothing like that. It's just kind of the general feeling of being run down. Now, most of the times, I don't know about you, when I get the flu or I get just a cold, it usually starts with a sore throat. Like the night before I'm about to get a cold, for some reason, my throat starts to hurt. I get a redness in my throat. That's how I always know a cold is coming. And that hasn't happened this time. I have had no redness in my throat. I have had no sore throat. I've had no issues like that. And I haven't had a cold. So maybe this is just body ache city, which is not bad when you think about it, because if I could just get rid of the body ache somehow, I think I'd be fine, because nothing else is going on. No headaches. Like I told you, I don't want to run down the laundry list again, but I don't have any other problems right now. I don't have a cold to get rid of. I don't have nausea to get rid of. I just have these body aches to get rid of. So if I could just get rid of the body aches, I think I'd be fine, and I don't have a fever. Although, I do not have a thermometer. But you know, see, there's something that's interesting. Is it true that you can just feel your forehead to see if you have a fever or not? Now, obviously, you would not be able to tell what kind of fever you had, but is it possible to have a cold forehead and still have a fever? Because my forehead is definitely cold this morning, and I've been inside for almost an hour now. So obviously, it's not from outside, and outside is not that cold. We've been actually having a very mild weather the last few days as we've come into the month of March here in Ohio. So I don't know. Let's see here. I'm getting another message. Take ibuprofen for the ache. You know, that might be right. I might just need to go with the ibuprofen. Now, what are the differences in all these painkillers? Because we've got Tylenol, we've got ibuprofen, we've got, there are just so many. When you go to the pain medicine aisle, my goodness, they've got pain medicine for migraines. They've got pain medicine for sinus infections. They've got pain medicine for stress. They've got the regular old pain medicine. They've got baby aspirin. They've got ibuprofen. They've got the whole thing. Now, which is the one you're supposed to take? Which is the one that's supposed to work the best? I don't know. A lot of people seem to live and die by ibuprofen, but I don't know why ibuprofen... ibuprofen is different than Tylenol because they're two different drugs, but why is ibuprofen a better painkiller than Tylenol? That's what I want to know. Why is ibuprofen better for body aches and pains than Tylenol? And is that right? Does anybody out there in the listening audience know? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Can people tell the difference between ibuprofen and Tylenol? Now, is Tylenol just for headaches and ibuprofen is for body aches? Like if you hurt your knee or hurt your back or something like that, do you want to go the ibuprofen route or do you want to go the Tylenol route? I don't know. I don't really know how that works. to be honest with you. I don't think, I mean, I've taken ibuprofen before, but I don't really have ibuprofen stocked up at home. That's not something I really keep around the house. So I don't know. Do you, does anybody out there in the listening audience know a difference between ibuprofen and Tylenol? Let me know here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And maybe this person knows the big difference between the two. Go ahead, caller.
Ibuprofen is for inflammation.
Oh, okay. Now, do you think for a cold, those aches and pains are more due to inflammation?
Well, I kind of think so.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm taking the ibuprofen and the Tylenol both.
Oh, okay.
Once for pain and once for inflammation.
Are you under the weather right now, too?
Well, I broke my ankle.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I hope that ankle heals fast, and I thank you for the answer.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, there you go. Ibuprofen is for inflammation, and Tylenol is for aches and pains. Now, so I don't know. Aches and pains due to whatever it is, I don't know, precursor to the flu or whatever it is that I have right now, is that inflammation or is that pain? I don't know. Does anybody know that? So now we know ibuprofen is for inflammation, and we know that Tylenol is for pain. So when you get a cold, is that your, you know, it might be inflammation when you have body aches and pains during a run of the cold, because you know how weird things hurt, like your shoulder hurts and your elbow hurts and your weird body parts hurt. Now, that might be inflammation. I don't know. Now, see, these are interesting questions. Are aches and pains associated with the flu more toward inflammation or more toward pain? Because I don't know. Because I don't think it's pain. Because pain is more if you hurt something. You know, jar your back or hurt your knee or something like that. So a cold might be more about inflammation than it is about anything else, about direct pain. Huh, that's something to think about that I never thought about. So maybe ibuprofen is the route to go when it comes to that. But you know, well, it's hard to figure out, you know? I don't know. If anybody has any suggestions or answers, give me a call. 740-383-9944, coming up on 56 minutes past the hour. Don't forget mid-morning coffee break with Adam Lepp, 10:10 until 11 a.m. this morning. And then we've got Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Mike Wilson Show, 5:10 to 6 p.m. right here tonight on WWGH Radio. You don't want to miss any of that. Now, I wonder if we're going to have any more questions or comments or interest today in the area of health, because this is fascinating, to be honest with you. I had never really had the distinction between ibuprofen and Tylenol, because I just don't take either one a whole lot. I, you know, really don't get headaches a whole lot, really don't have any pain in the body, don't have any nagging injuries or anything like that, so that's good. Now, I do know somebody, now see, here's the thing, I do know somebody who was ill on Friday. Now, the person who was ill on Friday told me it was a stomach thing. Now, I never got a stomach thing, so I can't say that this person was the cause of the problem, but I do know that on Friday I was told that this person had a stomach thing. Now, the person on Friday who had the stomach thing, and I said to him, I said, you look a little rough, and they agreed with me, so I don't think that was a bad thing to say. They said they looked a little rough because they'd had a bad morning, but I didn't really understand it because they were eating crackers and peanut butter to cure a bad stomach. Now, I don't think that peanut butter is the best thing to be eating on an upset stomach, because doesn't peanut butter have a lot of oil in it? And isn't peanut butter dark? When you have a bad stomach, aren't you supposed to be drinking and eating things that are clear, like chicken broth and tea and non-red Gatorade and things like that? I don't know. You know, I don't know. All I listen, I said she looked rough, but she said she looked rough. So it was not like a bad thing. You do look rough when you don't feel well. Sometimes it takes its toll on you. I'm sure there are days when I've looked very well rough. 59 minutes past the hour. You're tuned to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. We've got a whole nother hour. I'm sure we'll find lots to talk about and lots of trivia to do. Don't you dare switch that dial. You don't want to miss another hour of this. We're having a great time. Now, what's the difference between an upset stomach and a stomach thing? I don't know. To me, I think they're both the same, but maybe we'll have to debate that out in the court of law or something. I don't know. I guess don't ever tell a female that they look rough. Now, then they say they're not contagious. Everybody always says that. I'm not contagious. Now, how do they know if they're contagious or not? I don't understand that. It's top of the hour. I'll be back in 10 minutes.
Marion, Ohio. For Emmy Award-winning actress and voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid, Pat Carroll, sharing her experience of being in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
One of the big traditions for a lot of people on Thanksgiving is the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yes, absolutely. And I was in it one year. I played Mother Goose.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, tell us about that.
Well, there was nothing to tell. I was dressed up like Mother Goose, and I was in there.